This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump will accept a third straight Republican presidential nomination with an address in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It will be Trump's first speech since surviving last weekend's assassination attempt, a moment of survival that shaped the Republican convention's first 3 days.
You will never be able to convince me that last-second turn of a head was anything other than a miracle.
Running mate J.D. Vance this morning. Trump has appeared at the convention with a white bandage covering an ear wound. He said the shooting led him to change tonight's speech from what was to be a humdinger attacking President Biden to one focused on unity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Democratic Party members at the highest levels on Thursday are making a critical push for President Joe Biden to reconsider his election bid. Former President Barack Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about Biden's 2024 candidacy. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi privately warned Biden Democrats could lose the ability to seize control of the House if he doesn't step away, and argued polls show he likely can't defeat Republican Donald Trump. That's according to several people who insisted on anonymity to discuss these sensitive conversations. Biden insists he's not dropping out. Thousands of students armed with sticks and rocks clashed with armed police in Dhaka on Thursday as Bangladesh authorities cut some mobile internet services to quell anti-quota protests that have killed at least 19 people this week. Eyewitness video showed fire breaking out amidst protest and thick smoke rising near an overpass bridge. This is VOA News. Court officials say closing arguments in the espionage trial of U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich will be held on Friday as the proceedings picked up speed in a case that has seen the reporter held in pretrial custody for over a year. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A U.S. journalist has appeared at a second trial in Russia for espionage charges, while talks of a prisoner exchange between Russia and the U.S. go on behind the scenes. Gershkovich is accused of gathering information for the U.S. while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg, where he was arrested. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow and Washington's intelligence services are discussing an exchange involving Gershkovich, according to Russian state news agency TASS. Russia has previously signaled the possibility of a swap involving Gershkovich, but it says a verdict, which could take months, would have to come first. Even after a verdict, any release could still take months or years. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Israeli parliament voted on Thursday to oppose a Palestinian state as an existential threat a day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told lawmakers the army had U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas by the throat. The vote, which drew swift criticism from Palestinian leadership and the international community, is largely symbolic but laid down a marker ahead of a planned address by Netanyahu to the U.S. Congress next Wednesday. Officials in the Central African Republic say at least 300 rebels have dropped their weapons in the past month in an operation jointly organized by United Nations peacekeeping forces and government troops. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
CAR officials say the rebels who have dropped their weapons since June 10 belong to the Coalition des Patriotes pour le Changement, whose name translates into English as the Coalition of Patriots for Change, or CPC. The CAR government sees the CPC as a coalition of six rebel groups created in 2020 to disrupt the country's presidential and legislative elections in December of that year. Moki Edwin Kinzika, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa pledged on Thursday to revive South Africa's economy and extend prosperity to the many left out of it by reviving factories and farms, building roads, and seizing the opportunities presented by green energy. In his first policy speech to a new parliament since the African National Congress lost its ruling majority in May, forcing it to team up with rivals, Ramaphosa also pledged to get on top of the nation's debt burden. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.